Foreign Minister Wang Yi has said China looks to build a healthy and stable relationship with the United States. Wang made the remarks during a virtual meeting with leaders from the U.S.-China Business Council. The two sides discussed China-U.S. trade and the future of business relations. The Chinese foreign minister emphasized that bilateral exchanges have to be built on fair ground, and both countries should respect the differences in each other's cultures and political systems. He said China hopes the U.S. will respect the international relations framework, and both sides can work on their differences through dialogue. A senior Hong Kong official has said the city will benefit from the country's sustained social and economic development, as the outlook for the mainland economy next year is far more positive than that of other major economies. Hong Kong Financial Secretary Paul Chan said the local economy has deteriorated due to the COVID-19 pandemic. He pointed out that the global economy will improve significantly from the second half of next year, as effective vaccines are widely expected to be available by then, but warned of uncertainties due to varied pandemic control efforts and economic recovery paces around the world. A request from top U.S. infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci tops a Yale Law School librarian's list of the most notable quotes of 2020. During a media interview last May, Fauci urged people to wear a mask to curb the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic. The list was assembled by Fred Shapiro, an associate director at the library and the editor of the Yale Book of Quotations, which was first published in 2006. African-American George Floyd's repetitive plea to the police officer who was brutalizing him, "I can't breathe," comes second on the list. The United States has the world's deadliest outbreak of COVID-19. Johns Hopkins University says the country has recorded more than 14.7 million COVID-19 cases, with over 282,000 deaths. Australian Governor General David Hurley has told new members of the Defence Force that it's their duty to rebuild public trust following the Afghan War Crimes Inquiry. The former chief of the Australian Defence Force told graduates of the ADF Academy that they will need to reassure and reaffirm the relationship with the Australian public. Hurley's speech came following the findings of Supreme Court Justice Paul Brereton's War Crimes Inquiry, which uncovered credible evidence that Australian soldiers committed 39 murders in Afghanistan between 2005 and 2016. Brereton's four-year inquiry recommended criminal proceedings against 19 soldiers for the alleged killings, but veterans have expressed frustration that no action has been taken against senior officers.